I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is someone with a keen interest in what the rest of us are reading, and I'm delighted for the chance to ask her what she's reading. Heidi Daniel is the president and CEO of the Enoch Pratt Free Library here in Baltimore. Good to see you, Heidi.
Good to see you, too.
So this weekend of the Baltimore Book Festival, lots of stuff about books. There's one called The Library Book by Susan Orlean.
Yeah, so this is actually going to be released in a couple of weeks. I have an advanced reader's copy and a little perk of the job, and it is fabulous. She's going to be joining us here at the Pratt on October 23rd. In this book, it looks at the April 29th, 1986 fire that consumed a good portion of the Los Angeles Central Library. So this was a devastating fire. It burned for over 7 hours, reached over 2,000 degrees, destroyed over 400,000 books, 700,000 more. And to this day, it still has not been solved how the fire got started. So Susan Orlean, who's best known for The Orchid Thief, takes her wit, her incredible research skills, and really delves into what happened in this fire, and also talks about her personal love of libraries and what it means as an institution today. I love it for a lot of reasons, because I also love libraries, but her research and her wit are astounding, and it's a fun read, even if you don't love libraries as much as me.
And she's a great, has a great reputation of an assiduous researcher and a great writer. So Susan Orlean, The Library Book. There's also a young audience book, a YA book, is the, I guess the demo they call it. Mm-hmm. It's called Dear Martin by a woman named Nick Stone.
Yes, and Nick Stone will actually be joining us this Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Baltimore Book Festival at the Pratt Tent. And this follows the story of Justin McAllister, who is applying the teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King to his modern life. He's writing a journal to Dr. Martin Luther King, and he himself is handcuffed and held without reason by the police. And then later, he is also in a car with his friend and ends up there's an incident with an off-duty police officer and someone gets shot. So it's looking at a lot of racial inequity and injustice issues that are impacting our society today. And it's well-written and great for ninth grade and up.
Ninth grade and up. All right. Mm-hmm. Dear Martin by Nick Stone. Mm-hmm. Of course, the book festival is putting books on everybody's mind this weekend. People are also interested to know how the renovation at the Central Library is going. When do you plan to reopen with lots of fanfare?
Well, we're still open now, so you can come down, check out any of the books we've talked about today, and we will reopen with fanfare most likely in the fall of 2019. But you can see some of those renovated spaces, some sneak peeks now as you walk through the building. We're in temporary spaces, but some of them are finished and look gorgeous.
And one of the things that you instituted just this past summer, last June, is that there are no longer fines for late books at the Pratt.
That's right. You still have to bring your books back, but if you're a little bit late, we won't charge you the fine.
Very good. All right. Heidi Daniel, always good to see you. Thanks
good
so much for
too.
Coming in.
Thank you.
Heidi Daniel is the CEO and president of the Enoch Pratt Library. She is recommending The Library Book by Susan Orlean, as well as Dear Martin, a YA book by Nick Stone, who will be at the Baltimore Book Festival Sunday afternoon. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.